Welcome back to the Goat Channel. This is a... what morning is it? Thursday morning. And kind of all blends together. Go to work. Have a baby. Do other work. Just kind of all blends together. But it is a Thursday morning. Pretty solid day. Decent weather. I think the weekend weather is supposed to be kind of up and down. We'll see. I'm trying to get some golf in. Where did I want to go with this? I think we're going to just do some sports talk. I don't know where we'll go with it in the sports talk. Probably just talk about some nonsense and keep talking. Really, it's the NBA talk to start out with. Because there's been some happenings. There was rumors Kyrie would get traded. Or either opt out of his contract. Any chance he went to the Lakers. Probably would have been pretty cool to see that. Really, the Lakers' issue and their main issue is that Anthony Davis has to be healthy for them to be. If anybody, I would trade Russ and Anthony Davis and get Kyrie and somebody else. If it were possible, in like a 3 or 4 team trade or something crazy. Because I know Anthony Davis is good when healthy, but I think our question a lot of times is, when is Anthony Davis healthy? And that's the big thing. And they won a title, so it's worth the trade. But do you just keep hanging on to him? I'm not sure. I think I would consider trading him. Now, Kyrie ended up re-signing or opting in, getting that money. So now it's just one of those things. He can still be traded, I think, at some point. I don't know if it's right away or if that just locks in his money and he can be traded any time because he's still under contract. I don't know exactly on that, but I would imagine that he could still be moved. And I would think there's teams probably going to be looking. The Lakers are obviously one. They should be looking at every option. They just want to improve on what happened last year. And, you know, there was talks of Durant and Kyrie, like, all breaking up. But I think if that team does stay together, Ben Simmons, if he does come back, which I think he will, I think Ben Simmons will be fine. He'll come back. I think he'll fit in nicely. I think it's a really good fit, actually. Now, paired with Durant, everybody stays healthy. Let's say everybody stays healthy. Kyrie kind of stays mentally stable. Simmons stays mentally stable. You know, there's a lot of what-ifs. But those three guys can really make up a very good team. So, Kyrie can handle the ball. But Kyrie's not, like, the big assist guy. So, when Kyrie wants to take a little break, Simmons will pass it around. And obviously Durant's going to be able to score the ball, can pass it pretty well. Kyrie's better on the ball probably, but he can isolate. And then when he's not isolating, you can always just let him kind of be like the shooting guard position. I think it could work out very well. And then the defensively, Durant and Simmons' size and stuff, I think that'd be a good defense along with some other players. But yeah, that's kind of what the Nets are looking at. Now, James Harden opted out. Looks like he's going to sign back up, though, for a few years. 3 years, $30 million instead of $40-something million. I don't know if he's worth $30 million anymore. It just depends. You don't get that James Harden scorer anymore, though. It's James Harden, basically passer. And that's really all. You can get a good... Well, this is different from last year. You can get a good Harden performance here and there, like a scored one, but it mostly is just kind of like that triple-double guy, like keeping it low in the scoring, like, teen range, compared to what James Harden used to be. But I think he's just going to sign back up, so that shouldn't be really an issue. The Sixers added a little bit of depth. Who did they? D'Anthony Melton, I believe, or whatever his name is. Melton, he's good. He's a solid player. They added him, so that's a good look for them. Maxie's there. Still don't know if they're moving quite toward championship or anything like that, but at least they're improving. Bradley Beal opted out. Sounds like he's going to re-sign for a max. That's a lot of money. Might as well go get it. But there's teams, all these teams want him, so if he's interested in moving, obviously he has that chance, that opportunity, it's there. He's going to, everybody's going to pursue him that can afford him. He's still going to bring a big contract, even if he didn't bring, he's still going to bring a big contract, even if, it's not quite that super max that he can sign with the Wizards. So, yeah, he can do that. But now where are the Wizards going, I guess, is my question. Like,
I don't know. If I Bill, I guess you have to weigh it out.
Me as an ordinary person, an average person who, don't make a lot of money, I'm probably going to take that Supermax to make a lot of money. But for a guy who has made a lot of money in his career, still going to be making, millions, whatever the contract is, still going to be the max contract, just not going to be a Supermax. I don't know. I think from a basketball standpoint, it's almost, what are you going to just hang out in Washington? I don't know if anybody sees them kind of moving in the right direction necessarily, like anything big happening unless you add somebody somehow. It just doesn't feel like they're going to be contenders the whole time you're there if you re-sign. So I think that's kind of what you got to weigh on Bill's situation. And everybody's going to pursue him, see what happens. What else has happened? There was a few trades. The Nuggets traded, I can't even remember who they traded for now. They traded a couple pieces of Monty Morris, and I can't remember the other one. Oh, they traded them to the Wizards. I can't remember who they got, though, off the top of my head. They did make a trade with the Wizards, but I don't remember. Oh, KCP. KCP went to Denver, I believe, and then Morris and somebody else came back. I'm not sure right off the top of my head who, but that was the key piece, I think, was KCP. Morris obviously is a fairly solid player too. But yeah, that was one of the trades that happened recently. There's been discussions. DeJounte Murray, that trade, I think, is maybe official now. I don't like it. I don't see it. I do like DeJounte Murray. I think he's a great player. But it's almost like it's two guys that need the ball in their hands a lot. Trey Young, that's how he works. So that's how he does basically everything, is off the, on the ball. Steve Nash, if you want to compare it to, and I compare him to Steve Nash, maybe a little better shooter, but I compare his game similar to Steve Nash. He's going to dribble around, he's going to find you open, and he's going to get you to the open spots, and he's going to pick you apart. Now, he can pick you apart a little better scoring than Nash, or quite a bit, probably, I don't know, a decent amount better than Nash, but and maybe not quite the passer, but he'll pick you apart. He'll take his time. He'll work the offense. He'll go around, find you. It's just the little things, and that's what I don't understand how it's going to work together, but they traded three first-round picks, which is what really just baffles me. I think it's 3 or 4 first-round picks. I think only 3. Maybe 3 in a pick swap or something. I don't know. But still, 3 first-round picks and Gallinari, who, you know, Gallinari is a solid player when he's healthy. That's not a big deal. I just think the 3 first-rounders might have been just like a little much. Now, that's not saying I think Murray's legit. I think Murray's a legit defender. I think he can put you up triple-double. It just seems like that fit might be a little off. But if it ends up working out good, I don't know if this actually puts them in a, you know, I don't know if this kind of gets us to the conversation of, are they like a legit contender? I don't know. I don't know if it really does that for it. I don't know if it really moves the needle that much. I do like the Hawks as a whole, and I like what they do and the guys they pick up, and, you know, they're pretty good at drafting. They're pretty good at picking guys up. Just feels like, I don't know if this is a needle mover as much as, yeah, they got a star player, but does it actually move the needle that much? And I think that is actually the conversation. So that'll be interesting. The Spurs, they're going to be playing young. They're going to be young. Again, they're going to be probably not great. They got some real good talent on there. I just think maybe Pop should retire soon. Now, he probably enjoys coaching, sure. But it's got to be hard, like, to go through all those good years, and now you're kind of back to these bad years. This is a full rebuild for the Spurs. Probably has been since, I would say, last year really kind of started the full rebuild. They were real young last year, and they're just now, they're getting younger and younger. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how many games they'll win. I'm not very hopeful for this Spurs team. But it would be cool if he kind of found a little something in the players he picked, and they do well. So, we'll see where the Spurs go. Seems like they're kind of on the, obviously, they're on a full kind of rebuild, though, is what it feels like. Anybody else that, obviously, like I said, the Lakers need some help. Summer League should be starting soon, though. That'll give a lot of, we find guys like Reeves. Reeves played well last year. There's guys who stand out and that do pretty well. The Rockets, I think, have a really good team. I like what the Rockets are building now. I think they're probably still a year or two away, but they are building nicely. The Mavs added at Christian Wood earlier in the, before the draft, I believe. Christian Wood should be a very good fit there. Again, the main thing with Christian Wood, though, is health. If he's healthy, he'll be a great fit. He'll be what Porzingis probably should have been. But see, like, he's a similar player to Porzingis, but obviously obviously Porzingis is better when healthy. But that's the thing. Neither of those guys really have that good of a history of health, so you're kind of going to be struggling with trying to keep them on the floor, it seems like, both of those guys. So it kind of seems like you're kind of back to step one with Luka, but we'll see what else they add. Anything else? Any trade rumors? I think there's a few other rumors and stuff out there, but I don't think anything's like happening right away. There was some other breaking news last night, and I cannot think of it. Shams reported it, but I don't remember what it was exactly. I don't know. I can't remember what it was. I don't know if it was a trade or, I don't think it was a trade. Not sure right off the top of my head. There's one player, Brunson. Brunson, that's another really good topic to talk about. That's the one I was trying to think of. That's not what I was thinking Chum said last night, but it is one of the players I was going to discuss because Brunson is going to get paid, apparently.
And he actually has a few suitors, though. So, I don't know. They see...
I'm guessing they see some potential. I'm guessing they see some potential in him. I don't know. I mean, I think it still would be considered potential. It's not like he had an all-star year this year or anything. So you're thinking as if you're going to pay him as much as they're thinking about paying him. Mostly the Knicks. I think the Heat are going to have an interview, but they're not going to pay him, I don't think, nearly as much. The Mavs obviously could retain him still. But he is an unrestricted free agent. So there's nothing, like they can't match or anything like that necessarily. He has full rights to do whatever he wants to do. Sounds like the Knicks are going to pay him a buttload of money and he's going to be a Knick. Which, I mean, I don't blame him. I would go to the Knicks for a buttload of money and see what happens. I don't know if he's the right piece, the right guy. If he's going to be that dude like that. But it's not like that's a bad fit. It's not like that's a bad place to go. Go to New York. You know, the market's good in New York. No matter how bad they've been. That Knicks market. That New York market. And then the Knicks market. Really is based on in the 90s. Because they really haven't been that good in a while. Like, they've been okay here and there, but they really hadn't, you know, been great, I don't think, in a long time. So, that market, though, that fits people's eye. And I'd say that's where he ends up going for a lot of money. Hopefully it works out for him. That might be it on NBA. That's all I can think of, just like right off the top of my head. Well, one more. Mo Bamba wants out. Says he ain't feeling it. Or no. The Magic said they weren't feeling it. Which is cool. I like him. Him and Dort both. Their options didn't get picked up. And Dort for the Thunder. Bamba, obviously, for the Magic. And Mo had some injury issues. He had I think he had COVID, which really kind of set him back. But I do believe that he has some talent. I think he's got some skill. I think his skill set can definitely be used somewhere. I don't know where. But I think his skill set can still be used, and I think he can probably stay healthy now. He just had some minor setbacks. I don't know. I think it might have been injuries. And then I know he had COVID that had him out a while. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And then just some issues here and there. But when he's on the floor, he's not a terrible player. I think he could really turn his career around and still be that guy that, you know, I'm not saying he's going to be like a superstar by any means. But definitely could be that solid player that, you know, gives you good minutes and can do a little bit of everything on the court as a center. So, that's a guy I'm kind of watching out for. I don't know who will get him, but I think he is very talented and could help a team, definitely. Dort. Now, Dort's one of my favorite players. Like, I enjoy that, like, watching him play. That's another guy I believe can just make, you know, he can be a seventh. If he don't start, he can be a seventh, eighth man pretty easily, I believe. I think he's definitely made for the league. Surprising, in a way, they didn't sign him, but they're rebuilding. No reason to really pick it up. he probably wasn't going to be there long term because they, you know, they're going to go through the draft. They're going to get people that, you know, they weren't going to give him money. They're not giving money out right now. They're just trying to get their pieces together. And they had some guys at similar positions. So that's what I think the Thunder, I think they're going to eventually be good. They have all the picks in the world. It's just about kind of gelling together, making it work. But, you know, you got to get rid of guys. You can't keep them all. You kind of got to pick and choose which guys kind of fit what you want to do. And it's not necessarily just that either. You probably don't want to pay anybody until you start getting a good feel of how your team's going to mesh together, especially your superstars. And he really wasn't part of that superstar, you know, category or anything, or your star category. He was just going to be like a really good role player. So I think they're just going to hold off on paying somebody and just, I mean, they could have picked it up, but I guess they didn't see a future where they were going to pay him. And there could be more of the story, but, Miles Bridges, I did see this just, like I just seen it, I think, this morning before I left for work. Got in a little bit of trouble. I think he's facing some, I don't know if he's facing domestic charges, assault or something, or if he just got the cops called on him. I don't know if he's getting any charges. But I know something with domestic happened. I don't know if he's in, you know, for sure in trouble for it, or if it actually happened, or if it's that big a deal. But it was with a woman. I seen that. Not a good time for you to be doing that when you're trying to get a new contract, and when you're trying to really, I mean, there's no good time for that, obviously. But in general, staying out of trouble when you're trying to get a new contract is probably the ideal method to go about it. I mean, really, just stay out of trouble. That's, I mean, and do your thing. But this is not—it's not a good look for you, man. You already had a few questionable things people were questioning, as far as I think you threw your mouth guard in the stands or something, and then your whatever happened that game. People were already a little questionable about the stuff you were doing, so I don't know. You might have lost you some money with that kind of stuff, and then if you pile it on top of this kind of stuff, we'll see where he goes. I think he's a really good player, though. I believe he fits the Hornet system, and he needs to stay with them. But I would say anybody can use him. I think he's a very solid player, long, athletic. I mean, he had some games where he actually passed the ball well, was pretty good at passing, could shoot to three. He's got a very good all-around game that I think really complemented. I feel like it really complimented LaMelo, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there. You know, we'll kind of see how his game is once he gets to a different team, but I thought him and LaMelo kind of complimented each other. That athleticism and that passing really worked together. Like LaMelo's passing and his Bridges' athleticism, so that could be an interesting to see where he goes. They talked about signing him. We'll see now. I think it makes things a little more complicated. But little NBA talk. Talk to talk. We walk the walk. We out.